depression and just overall other mental health issues. So easy to stay inside. So, yeah. But, you know, we're doing the best that we can. I took a lot of walks this weekend, so that was great.
Anywhere nice? Where should I go walking around these parts?
The Somerville Path that goes through Davis is really, really nice. Also,
where does it end?
I don't really know. I just kind of walk in both directions back and forth because I'm afraid to go too far. I think it ends towards like where Alewife Parkway is.
Oh, wow.
It is far. It's a long one. I also walked to Porter Square this weekend, which was nice. I had to get bread and I had to get a frame. So, yeah. Probiotics. I bought probiotics this weekend.
What's that? Is that what you use to make, like, sourdough?
No. Probiotics are what you use to help with your stomach and your digestive tract.
Oh, like yogurts.
Yes, but more concentrated and many more.
Like stronger yogurt, better dairy.
Yeah, but without the lactose.
This show is based in science.
This show is based in science. Science only here. Also, I meant to tell you this. It was really spooky coming into the station today.
Why is that?
Because, I don't know, the lights were off. And, like, I don't know. I was just getting very spooky vibes. And I was really... It was a little spooky.
I do hate walking to and from the station at night. I'll be honest.
It's not even that part. It's, like, once I got into the station, like, the building itself, the lights were off. And then, like, don't say that.
Janelle, do you believe in ghosts?
I do believe in ghosts wholeheartedly with my whole chest. How about you?
Well, I don't know. I think the jury's still out. I'm trying to understand a little bit more about your ghosts. Like,
my ghosts.
Do you believe in personal ghosts? Horror movie ghosts? Or do you believe, like, what kind of ghosts?
Well, I feel as though all ghosts have something that they're stuck on, right? And sometimes...
Wait, no. Hold on. Back up a little. What kind of ghosts exist?
Well,
are ghosts like in movies, or are they different for you?
I feel like they're... I mean, it depends on what movie we're talking about.
Okay, which movies are an accurate depiction, which movies are not?
Right. I don't know. I'll explain to what I think.
Okay, yeah.
Ghosts are usually stuck in this middle ground area, some might call purgatory. And it's because they haven't gotten to the other. They haven't reached. And my computer just glitched. That was kind of freaky.
Oh, and now that we're talking about ghosts, we have glitches.
Yeah, I don't know. Anyways, so basically, some ghosts... Ghosts always have something, right? Something that they're stuck on. And that they can't move on to the other side. Sometimes that other side is, like, spooky and... You know, it's... No, sorry. Sometimes they get stuck on something and, you know, they have a lot of these deep-seated emotions that are negative sometimes. And sometimes they're just lost.
Wait, what are some examples of, like, getting stuck?
I don't know, having no closure on how you died or having no closure on, like,
Is this, like, a choice? Like, if I die, could I be like, I'm a ghost now?
I don't know. I don't know much about that. I might have to consult a ghost for that. But yeah.
When's the last time you saw a ghost?
Last time I saw a ghost? Bruh, I have no idea. I feel like I've never truly seen one, maybe. But I feel like I've felt them before. Yeah, I don't know how else to describe it.
I think ghosts could be real.
Call in. Tell us, do you think ghosts are real?
Yeah, what's your ghost story, listeners?
The ghosty stories.
What are Ouija boards? What are Luigi boards?
Luigi? Mario and Luigi.
Do you believe in, like, Ouija boards, though?
Yeah, it's just a one way that they can contact and make some sort of contact with people, yeah.
Okay, what makes those real?
Honestly, I feel as though it's just one way to do it. I mean, they can come in contact and, you know, not come in contact, but, like, somehow bridge or use whatever that they can to communicate. And, you know, I'm sure if you just... It isn't a Ouija board's not different than any other board that has letters on it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like a keyboard.
Or well, like a, I mean, the problem with the keyboard is you don't have anything else. LOL, piano. Yeah, I mean, maybe you can communicate with song. I don't see why they couldn't. Anyways.
We'd love
tell
to
us
hear
about...
More.
Sorry, what?
No, I was saying we'd love to hear more from any of our listeners.
Yes. Tell me, like, please don't let me go on about ghosts, because I don't have very much expertise to talk on. Anyway, so call us 855-915-9636. I don't know, talk about anything. Call in about ghosts. Call in with ghosts.
Call us about a time you haven't seen a ghost.
You haven't seen a ghost. That's a good one. Call in with ghost-related music. Or non-ghost-related music.
Ghost-related music.
Okay, well, I'm going to tell you all the music that you listen to. Listen to Celebration in the beginning. Cool by Cool and the Gang. Bye, Bye, Bye by NSYNC. Yes. We listen to Bang by AJR and Ooh La La by Wunderbar.
AJR is a staple of this show.
That is very true. And no, Ben, I'm not going to play that song. I'm sorry. We already played that on our show already.
We didn't. Did we really?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that we did.
You are welcome, listeners.
Anyways, yeah. So we're going to play this song that Ben just chose. It's called Does It Really Make a Difference? By Galactic featuring Mavis Staples. That sounds like a high school. Mavis Staples High School. Anyways... Enjoy, and enjoy us not talking for about four minutes.
We can give them a couple.
What?
We can give them a couple songs so they don't have to
listen
to
it. Well,
yeah,
there you go. There you go. Enjoy.
Does it really make a difference if we don't see eye to eye? Does it really make a difference to build your castle in the sky? Oh, does it really make a difference at all? Are we gonna let the big things take over the small? Doesn't make a difference at all. Oh, doesn't make a difference at all. Does it really make a difference whose tears are first to flow? Oh. Does it really make a difference who's holding on, who's letting go? Oh well. Does it really make a difference anymore? You know the hardest thing. A difference at all. Thank you. difference at all. No, no, no. No, no. Does it really make a difference if we don't see eye to eye? Does it really make a difference to build your castle in the sky? Well, does it really make a difference at all? Are we gonna let the big things take over the small? Does it make a difference at all? Oh, does it make a difference at all? Tell me, does it make a difference at all? No, 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 no. Does it make a difference at all? Mm. Does it make a difference at all?
Mm-hmm. you that you're too sweet. Swan dive to the concrete floor. The pavement never felt so warm. One look and you already know she's gonna cut you, gonna cut you, gonna cut you, cut you real deep. Baby, I'm freaking out. Lay on me anything you want. You can flash my cars tonight. Go out wasting all my time and money, money. I love the way you're breaking my heart. And I can't stand to see you leaving lonely. I'll drive you home at the end of the night. I'll drive you home at the end of the night. In the front seat of her car, she's bad blood royalty, but that's fine. Yeah, that's alright with me.
I'll build my world around you. I'll
Hello, New York.
Hello, New York. Oh my gosh, did you hear Wendy Williams sing that song about New York? Like, I forgot what the song's called, but she was like, it was like, it went viral. It was hilarious. Anyways.
I have not, but that sounds good.
It was absolutely hilarious.
Will you look it up on YouTube and then read out the URL? HTTP.
No, I'm not going to do that. But...
_video??
Anyways, so Ben does have a PSA for all of us to listen to. So, give me one moment.
Yeah, do you got that? You got the backing track for me?
I'm getting it. You want to talk to the people?
Yeah, I guess I can do that. I don't know. I feel like I want to know what everyone's favorite cereal. It's been a couple of years since I've had cereal, I feel like, just because I think I woke up and I was like, these things aren't really food. And then I thought a lot about, like, the fact that once you bring Oreos, like, Honey Nut Cheerios, not Oreos, Honey Nut Cheerios into your life, they're never gone. There's no way to vacuum them all up to get to every nook and cranny. And I don't know, I just feel like cereal is such, like, a weird item that we just, like, all eat. And what's the
really
point?
Good,
I don't know.
I don't know. But anyways... Here we are.
That's what I had.
That was his shtick. Okay, here we are. PSA, read it to us.
Is the sound happening?
Yes.
All right, cool. Walking is good exercise. PSA. Although other physical activities can provide a more vigorous workout, walking is easy. Requires no special equipment and is good exercise for most adults. Not all adults, but most adults. In urban areas, not suburban, not rural, walking can be an excellent alternative to driving or even taking public transportation. Side note, we're going to have a little side note here. This is not part of the PSA. I am personally a supporter of public transportation, and I don't like the subject on it. Continuing on. For example, it's just a little over 2.5 miles from Tufts campus in Medford to Harvard Square in Cambridge, a distance that can be walked in about 45 minutes by a healthy adult. A healthy adult would be part of most adults from earlier. Walking can get to you fresh air, exercise, burn calories, save you money, and with all of the innocent and otherwise impaired drivers on the road, it's safe for the riding of money. A public service message, if you're from WMFO in Medford, Tusk Community Radio. I want to talk about this. I want to talk about this document that I just read out loud, please.
Okay, talk about it.
The sentence, we're just going to give a little English lesson. Is that cool? Just a little, like, how to write lesson? English one?
Sure, yes.
Walking can get you fresh air. A sentence. Walking can get you exercise. Another sentence. Here's where the problem therein lies. Walking can get you burn calories.
Walking can get you burn calories. We love to hear it.
That is our show's new model. So, listening can get you burn calories.
Listen can. I don't even know.
Get you burn calories.
Yes. Yes. Anyways.
It is Boston's hottest diet. Listening to WMFO. It can help you burn calories.
Shouldn't not be saying that because it's not true. But it's all in jest. It is all in jest.
And Legally speaking, those were jokes.
Yes, those were jokes. Play the laugh track. Ha 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 ha. Ha. Anyways, okay. So moving on, we listened to some music. We were gone. We listened to Queen by PHF. With Claro. We listened to Crash My Car by Coin, and we had a listener call in, Rick. Thank you, Rick. And we played Haunted by Shane McGowan and Sinead O'Connor. And guess what? He went with the whole spooky ghost vibe and recommended the song. So we thank you very much again, Rick.
Thank you so much, Rick.
Yeah, and so we're going to listen to a song by hers that I've been listening to a lot recently, called What Once Was. And then we got some other music lined up for you that Ben has chosen as well. So, we'll catch you on... Well, I don't know what I was about to say in that sentence. We'll talk to you soon again.
Yeah, we'll be back. Don't worry.
Don't worry. Don't hold your breath.
Thank you. talk about it. It only makes it worse to live.
Your tricks wasn't too hard. It's the last one now. I can promise.
And we are on.
And we are.
Oh, you aren't, for some odd reason. Now you should be on, right?
What yeah? is up? Yes, hello.
Hello?
Everyone is enjoying their 9:41 p.m. Monday night. You have just finished listening to us and our songs. And as you drift off into sleepy time goodnight land, we wish you just one final thing. And that would be our last song.
Wait, for some odd reason, wait one second. For some odd reason, something's not working here, and I'm not quite sure why. This is mic one. I don't know why I can't hear. All of a sudden, mic one's very low. Maybe I need to turn the headphones up. I got it. Okay, Ben, would you like to talk for me? Can you? Ben? You can't hear me. Can you not hear me, Ben? My head... Ooh, my headphones are on. And I can hear you. Okay. Well, for some odd reason, Ben can't speak. Try speak. Okay, well, maybe we're just listening to dead air. No,
can
I think...
Can you hear me now, Daniela?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
You can? All right, I'll just talk. I can't hear you at all. But I'd like to say thank you for listening. For the show. I don't really know. But that's okay. I'm going to let Daniela close out the episode because I can't really hear well, but that's okay.
Okay, well, thanks for... I don't know what just happened, but we'll figure it out. Yeah, so thanks all for listening. We're going to end the show now. We're going to listen to, we listened to the Beach Boys and we listened to Ode to the Mets by the Strokes. And we're going to end the song off, we're going to end the day off with Moscow by Otto Hart. And yeah, and so thanks for listening, everyone. This is Daniela and Ben. And you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Free Form Radio. We'll see you next week, where I'll be in Studio Brahm and Ben will be here. So, enjoy.
I'm standing. Observing, cruising, stop bright crystals are forming. We both know what we've got to do. Head back to where the magic grew. Come on, let's go back to Moscow. Irresolution doesn't suit you. It's not hard, but you ever know about you. Don't care the reason why I misapply. All I need's a fraction of your heavy heart. All I need is you. And beauty's in the eye of the beholder. You have lifts up abundantly stronger. When in Moscow, I just want to fold you up and keep you warm. Keep you warm. Snow. Gently falling, each one on a journey. We both know what we've got to do. Head back to where the magic group. Come on, let's go back to Moscow. Your resolution doesn't suit you or me. Get better. It feels good tonight.
head back to where the magic grew. Your hand, so we are safe and started.
It's not a habit, but you have an habit. You don't care the reason why I'm misapplied. All I need is a fraction of a happy heart. All I need is you. And beauty's in the eye of the beholder. You have lips so permanently smaller. When you must go, I just want to fold you up and keep you warm. I said, come here, baby, come a little closer. You'll write words and I can be composer. Let's get a dog, an Irish red setter.
I made you sad before. when you're running, love you ever made a wish before.
Take it in. You watch the dancers steal your heart away. There is nothing you can do, nothing you can say. Well, you can watch the love go by, but you can't bring it home. 'Cause the dancer loves a man, and he calls her his own. And from behind the stage you stare as the angel spreads her wings. Something in you wants to cry out loud, but instead you turn. She hears your voice and you think you see her smile, but in a moment her glance is gone, for she's dancing all the while. And as she bows to leave the stage and the crowd calls out for more, she disappears inside a maze that leads her through a door. Your heart falls on the floor. You watch the dancer steal your heart away. There is nothing you can do, nothing you can say. Well, you can watch the love go by, but you can't bring it home. 'Cause the dancer loves a man, and he calls her his own. 'Cause the dancer loves a man, and he calls her his own.